Eagles pick coming up. Look, right now, a 2-point line in favor of the Eagles. The Eagles coming off of a win, even against the Giants. They are 2-3 on the season. This is a winless football team in the Buccaneers. A change at the quarterback position. Mercer now, you have to deal with all kinds of distractions. Greg Schiano, this line being only 2.5 points Eagles, that's a Bucs line. It is a Bucs line, but I'll say this. The reason the line is the way it is, Vegas doesn't really know Nick Foles, doesn't know what they're going to get out of him, understood what he did last season, but just like we've been saying all show, I don't really know what he is. It's tough to wrap my arms around him. That's the reason the line was set that way. That being said, another betting lesson. When in doubt, when you're really pressed, when you got to make a game pick, who would you feel dumber losing with? I'll tell you what. If I took the Bucks, if I read the line the way it's supposed to be read and I took Bucks, maybe I win. But if I lose, I picked Mike Glennon, Greg Schiano. Can't do it. You got to go Eagles. I don't think Nick Foles lights the world on fire. Again, I think it's good but not great, kind of in that middle ground. What I'll be really interested to see, something we haven't talked about all show, Eagle defense needs to step up. The Eagle defense needs to get a solid, complete game under its belt. 3 interceptions last week, it was good. But again, there were breakdowns, lapses. You had that huge play. That was the one thing the Eagles secondary wasn't really giving up, was the big play. You have an unmotivated team. I know that you're getting another one of those, but if we can't get one signature defensive performance, let's piecemeal them together. Let's get two before Dallas. Tony Romo, lighting the world on fire. My last pick for this week, the 6th pick, is going to be Eagles, given 2.5. Too many distractions on the Bucs. Quarterback Mike Glennon. I would feel dumber losing with the Bucs than I would the Eagles.
And no Mercer problems. Nothing back to this area.
Mr. S.A., as they call it. I don't know if they call it that, but that would be good. I mean, listen, when you're in bio, when you're in chem, medicine, tech, data, you gotta do stuff to spice it up. Mr. S.A., Mr. Stanley Anderson. Actually, Mercer's really not funny. I don't think they laugh about it.
No, it's not.
I don't think they laugh about it. But that's been it for our show. We have been jammed, packed to the gills all day long. The Sports Bash Saturday, 97.3 ESPN FM. Matt Hammond, Scott Ewing, and you kicking it here on a Saturday. We'll be back next week, 12 to 2, same time. Until then, see ya.